For all the best bits of the Carrie and Tommy show, you listen to The Catch-Up. For all the best baby brands, look no further than Baby Bunting, supporting new parents since 1979.
Oh, it sure is, Australia. It is a very good day because it is Friday Eve. Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, isn't that a good feeling?
Absolutely
this is.
It's
a really quick week. Normally you say that, Buzz, but it has been a quick week.
It's been a quick week. I've had a stressful day.
Why?
It's been an absolute roller coaster of emotion. 1:31 p.m. I get this message. Hi, Thomas. You have a health message from the blah, blah, blah medical center.
Oh.
Please click on the link for details.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Have you been at the health center?
No.
What?
And I thought, what have I? Oh,
what have
gosh.
You got?
Yes.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I thought something along those lines. And then, so I clicked on the link and it said you've got a health message from a female name that I've never heard of before. It was Tanya,
is this a scam?
Blah, blah. No, well, I didn't even think of that. But then I was like, oh, my gosh, what have I got from you, dirty Tanya? That's what
I thought Tanya was the doctor giving you the health message.
I'd never heard of the name before. Turns out Tanya is the name of one of the nurses at the place, and Tanya just wants to let me know that I'm due for this year's flu vaccine. Just say that in your original message, Tanya.
But also, isn't it a few months ago that we were getting the vaccine? What's happened?
And I've
Tanya's a bit slow.
Yeah, spring.
I've had my flu shot this year.
Do you think you should go back, though, and check that you've got no other things that you need to get tested for?
Mate, I wish I was getting enough action to warrant a test. If they went to test me now, I'd be like, trust me, I'm fine. Oh, got another message.
Is it Tanya?
How's this? This has just come through. News editor's picks, and the headline is, got the afternoon yawns, Someone's been listening to the show.
What have we got coming up today, Buzz?
We've got one of my favourite segments is returning, Phone Me, My One and Only.
Yes, you and I don't quite get this, but
it's
Tommy's segment. We pitch ideas for this segment all the time
Every
and he
day.
Goes, it's nothing to do with that.
The ironic thing about the one and only segment is there is one and only person that likes the segment on the show.
And it's you.
And he'll be driving that segment.
It's coming up soon. It's Carrie and Tommy right across Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we have great producers on the show and every day we have little meetings.
Yeah.
We have little meetings where we go around and go, anyone got anything that they've seen that's fun, that's happening in the world? And one of our producers doesn't pipe up very often, but she piped
Which
up
one's
today.
This?
Not the one that pipes up all the time. She's right next to you. No, Belle, our gorgeous producer, pops up and says, Kylie Jenner ate cereal with milk for the first time.
Yeah, she's
And I went, what? I said, is that a joke? She goes, no, you should have seen it. It was on her Snapchat and her Instagram. And then she did all these stories one after the other. Anyway, I lost interest after about 10 seconds. But she told me that the millions of people that are following her are very interested in this. So she's guaranteed me that everybody is very interested in
this. Yes. She's the most popular one, right?
Is she? Belle, is she?
I meant Kylie.
Yes, she's got the most followers.
She has the most followers. Okay, there we go. It's my phone buzzing. It's my sister who's also saying, I'm not interested in this either. But we're going with you on this, Belle, because you are in touch with what the young peeps of this world are interested in, and you're telling us. So now, why was this?
Just so I know definitely which one Kylie is the youngest but has the plastic surgery of a 70-year-old woman. Is that correct?
Yes, but she's just started taking her lip fillers out, actually.
Did she just have a baby?
Yes, she just had a baby.
Travis Scott? Is that with Travis Scott?
Yes, correct.
I know who we're talking about.
Okay, you're across it now?
Yeah.
Great. So I got Belle to give me all of her Instagram messages and stuff, and this is the very first one
just getting onto Instagram.
That Kylie Jenner put out last night.
Last night was the first time that I ever tried milk with my cereal.
Wow.
Amazing. And so, Belle, what were the feelings you got inside when you first saw that first clip?
Well, firstly, I was fascinated by the filter she was using because I hadn't seen that one yet.
What was that filter?
It was like this fire one with all this fire in the background. And,
Have you used it since?
No, I haven't yet.
Right. Okay, so she's tried milk with cereal for the first time.
Yes.
So we're getting the idea that how has she been eating her cereal up until now?
Dry.
Okay.
And just to clarify, she did have normal milk. It wasn't almond milk. She has recently tweeted that.
Okay, very good side note. This is her follow-up clip.
Everybody has their personal preference. I never preferred soggy cereal until Jordan said, I want some cereal and milk. And I was like, you know what? Tonight's the night. I'm going to try it.
Who's Jordan?
Jordan Woods is her best friend.
Right. Okay. So she tried it. She's never been a fan of soggy cereal. I mean, I get, to be fair, dry cereal can be good. Not Weet-Bix. Can't do that dry. It's got to
well,
be
you
sore.
Can. You're just tasting it for 4 days after. my dad used to give my my dog dry Weet-Bix because he thought he gets the savour of the flavour. He'd walk around all day.
Oh, going.
No, he thought it was good for him. He said the gift that keeps on giving.
A kid in, at school used to always have in its lunchbox Weet-Bix with Vegemite on it. And I was like, two of the saltiest, driest things combos together. That was his snack.
And was he walking around for the rest of the day going?
He farted a lot. I wonder whether what combo that was.
Well, you kick him while he's down. Poor kid gets only Weet-Bix and Vegemite and you're like, oh, farty over there.
But as you pointed out, Nutri-Grain, amazing dry.
Yeah, it's great dry.
Amazing dry.
Yep.
But that would be one of the few. Anyway, so
Fruit
she's
Loops.
Been on this.
Any of the, any of the sugary ones. Yeah. Which one?
Milo cereal.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Americans love their cereal sugary too. Yes. So she's probably having sugary. Anyway, I was like, okay, I'm hooked. I'm in. Like, where does this go from here? This is where it goes.
I still prefer dry cereal, but it was pretty fire. And nothing was ever the same.
Poor. Yeah. Pistols down, everybody. We've solved the case.
Yeah, so
good stuff.
And how are you feeling now, Belle, now that you know she still prefers the dry cereal?
Well, I'm happy for her that she tried it. You know, it's good.
Can we talk about the bigger issue? Emails started going around about this.
Within our office, within our team.
Yes, and I was surprised because Buzz piped up in the email and he just said, is Kylie Jenner a fraud? And I thought, has Buzz got onto something here? Yeah. I didn't care about the original story.
No.
But then Buzz posted a picture and it's from 2013 of a cereal with milk in the bowl. And I thought, Buzz, you
And that's from Kylie Jenner's
Instagram account. Yeah. And I thought, Buzz has done a little digging.
Yeah, he's gone back through like hundreds of Instagram
and
pictures.
And while the whole world is going, milk for the first time, that's incredible, Buzz goes, uh-uh.
She did this way back in 2013.
Oh, no, you did. Yeah. And then, you know, snapped his fingers in a Z formation. Yeah. But then you didn't do that, Buzz.
Well, no, I was researching, but I found it on another website, that screenshot that I put on there. But, but I didn't claim it as my own.
Yes, you did.
I just said,
I asked a
question.
Your whole email, there's no question marks. You said, is Kylie Jenner a fraud? 3!
Yeah, so
and then you just
more
put
of
a screenshot in.
And then I left it for the rest of us to decide.
But then what happened after that was all of us went, oh, my God, Buzz, you hero. One after the other went, Buzz, tools down, you've done your work for the day. Hero.
And at no point did you correct us.
Well, no, because I didn't see the emails because I had done my work for the day. So I didn't actually log back on and see the emails. So here I am.
Things don't always go to plan on this show. He doesn't check his emails after 12:15. Anyway, we were going to do I'm However Old. And are you starting the music?
Yeah,
we haven't got to the bit we're going to do, mate.
Just we're 6 minutes
your emails.
In. Let's remember
we've
that.
We've got a little bit more to go.
All right.
We were going to do I'm However Old and Have Never Tried.
Oh.
What? Great. But I feel like given this
Should
is not
we do
true.
When have you lied through email?
Sure.
Is it way too specific?
I don't know. Is that interesting?
I'm getting looks from producers saying, nah, don't do that.
Maybe
so let's
pretend.
Do it. 13 10 60.
Let's pretend.
When have you lied through email?
Reckon, let's just pretend.
Give us a call.
That it's not a lie.
We've already got calls, mate. 13 10 60, the classic phone topic. When have you lied through email?
Carrie is not happy. Can I play the song now?
Also, I'm whatever old and haven't tried. Call us if that's better.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our producer Bill discovered Kylie Jenner had tried something new for the first time today.
Last night was the first time that I ever tried milk with my cereal.
Here we were thinking they were rich the whole time.
Yeah.
And turns out they were doing it tough. Couldn't even afford milk for the cereal growing up.
But then we discovered that in 2013, because Buzz gave us a picture of her Instagram from 2013 with cereal and milk, and we were like, he was like, fraud. And then we also discovered that Buzz hadn't found that.
No.
But what, who had found it? TMZ had found it.
Bunch I say TMZ.
Whatever. Same. Anyway, so.
So we're doing the classic phone topic when you've lied via email, a la done a Buzz.
Or we were saying if you wanted to call us about our original idea, I'm 30 and I've never tried bread or something, feel free.
30 and I've never tried bread?
Maybe.
Why'd you get so specific?
I don't know.
Is that what it was going to be? Call us at 30 and you've never tried bread.
Still trying to get through.
Gluten intolerant.
Classic Radio 101. Are you guys doing the old I'm 30 and I've never tried bread?
We've got Foamy My One and Only coming up. Yeah, would that be a good one? I'm 30 and I've never tried bread.
Yeah, potentially.
Maybe I can get on board.
Yeah,
this
that
thing.
Might qualify. Okay. Okay, good.
Danielle's on Danielle. The line.
I'm
Danielle.
Assuming you're 30, Danielle.
No, is older it, than 30.
How old are you, Danielle?
I'm 48. And hello, Carrie and Tommy. Love your show.
I love you.
Hey, Danielle.
And when did you lie to someone via email?
When did I what, sorry?
No, it's okay.
No, she's what, not calling about what? That. What haven't you tried at 48, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm not calling about that. I'm 48 and I've never tried coffee.
Whoa. Is this a situation, Danielle, when we're going to look through your Instagram and see a picture from 2013 of a latte? Is that what's happening
here? No, absolutely not.
Why, Danielle? Are you allergic or it's just never taken your fancy?
I really like the smell of it, but it doesn't smell like something that I want to drink. So I've just never tried it. I'm sure I've probably had a coffee-flavoured chocolate or something that I was unsure coffee was in it, but I've never actually had like a spoonful of coffee or tried anything coffee-related.
A tiramisu? Have you had a tiramisu?
No, no.
What do you use as your pick-me-up, Danielle, if you're not drinking coffee?
Look, I'm a chocolate girl, Carrie. What can I say?
Right. Do you have to be one or the other? Because I'm both.
Yeah.
Would you consider a mocha to ease yourself in?
No. I also have a lot of friends that just can't function without their coffee, and I don't really want to be one of those people.
No, yes. Good, yes.
Yeah, good on you, Danielle. That's great. Let's go to Tanya. Tanya, when did you lie to someone via email?
Mine's not a lie, actually. Mine's just about as the 30 with the bread. I'm 27 tomorrow, and I've never tried mine.
Vegemite.
You're 27 and you never tried Vegemite.
Kick her out of the country.
Never, no.
Have you had, like, Promite or some of the Marmites or anything, or just... None of it.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Everyone I've told or asked, they're like, "Oh, it tastes terrible, so don't try it." So then I've never gone to try it.
You know Pete Hellier. He doesn't like Vegemite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Kick him out of the country as well.
Yeah, you're not alone, Tanya.
Tanya, I reckon, I still think we should do a party of firsts.
Yes, we've been talking about that, haven't we?
A party of firsts. So, Tanya, we get people like yourself who have never tried things, or like Danielle who's never had coffee, and we have a big party, and you all come along and you all try the thing you haven't
Let's
done.
Let's do it.
And
I would
it culminates with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's never done that.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Emily.
Yeah.
You go plan that party. Let me know how you go getting that past the boss. Okay. I think you'll get it past, except for the last bit. Don't know if we
the
get
the climax of the party.
Yeah, no, I don't think we'll get the climax. Oh, no, Emily's gone. She doesn't want to come to that
party.
Sophie, please tell me you're at least calling about Tommy's topic of lying via email.
Oh, you are?
Tommy, I actually lied to my boss and I got fired because of it.
What did you say, Soph?
I went for a job interview and I had to leave about half an hour early. And I said, "Oh, hey, Dad, I'm just going to the dentist. I'll be, you know, leaving half an hour early." And he was like, "Yep, cool." Came in and worked the next day. Everything had been cleared off my desk. And he's like, "You weren't at the dentist?" And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh, I actually know someone where you went for a job interview."
Oh.
Fired on the spot.
Did you get the other job?
No, I didn't actually go for it. I didn't want it.
Oh, no. I'll be honest, I was all ready to clap and cheer and say you got the other job.
So what do you do now?
No. Sophie, here's what I can promise you. You can be the first person that's going to be invited to our try it for the first time party.
And what's she trying?
Oh,
I don't know. What haven't you done?
I haven't tried an oyster.
Oh,
all right.
Great. Welcome aboard.
Good on you, Sophie. See you there. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I am excited for this. It's a rarity in the radio world. It is this.
Phone me, my one and only.
It's where we think of something.
It's and where you
hopefully
think of something.
It's where we as a team get together, we brainstorm, we think of something that hopefully only one person can relate to.
Yep.
Such as, are you a referee and you work at Foot Locker?
Yeah.
And was there one day where you got your uniforms confused?
Don't call up if you're those things. We've already done that.
We couldn't find one.
No.
Couldn't find one person. We found
so
people
what have
that work
today?
Foot Locker. Referee. I want to know, because I'm going to be in Antarctica at the end of the year, right? And so it's going to be minus 30-ish is around the temperature. Frostbite is something you can get at temperatures that way. But then I see photos and I heard that the sun never goes down there. It just kind of circles because it's summer. Same as in winter, it never comes up. It's just dark the whole time. So it's going to be bright the whole time. And I thought, is it possible that I could get sunburnt, frostbite? And so on 13, 10, 60.
Get both sunburn and frostbite or sunburn
on
your frostbite.
On the same spot. can my frostbite get sunburnt? On 131060, have you had sunburnt frostbite? Don't all call at once. You only went.
There is only one person call it. Oh no! Now there's only one call it. Oh, no, there's someone's back.
Because I read up. I read up on frostbite. Frostbite occurs when exposed to low temperature. We know all that. It causes a freezing of the skin or other tissue, and then the initial symptom is typically numbness. So your skin would be so numb that you wouldn't be able to feel the heat of the sun, and you wouldn't be able to feel how burnt you were getting.
Is it dead skin? Can that skin be burnt? Because does it die when it gets frostbite?
Carrie, you've learnt one thing about working with me, and that is I do not do my research.
Well, you did. You had your laptop open. What were you looking at before?
Frostbite.
So does it say the skin dies?
I only read the first sentence, suited my purposes because the initial symptom is numbness.
Okay.
I haven't even gone into any of the articles. It's the first line of the Wikipedia.
We've got lots of callers, which is not looking good for your phone me, my one.
No,
only.
But it is looking interesting. Lily, have you ever had frostbite before?
I have, actually. I've had it on the tip of my nose.
That's quite a common place to get it, right?
Oh.
Yeah, very normal. Yeah.
My friend got tip of the nose and
like
he got
and
cheek.
Stuff. Yeah, because you cover everything up, your head and your hands and your feet, but not your little...
Where were you?
I was in Canada.
Okay. And have you ever been sunburnt before in your life?
I have.
I won't ask you where. That could be a long conversation. But have you had sunburn on your frostbite?
I have. I got
frostbite
on my nose and then I got sunburnt the day after. On a big spring, sunny bluebird day, it was not fun.
And you didn't think, even after you got frostbite, you didn't think, maybe I'll cover my nose?
No.
What are you covering your nose with?
What do you mean?
We've got earmuffs. How do you cover your nose?
You have neck warmers that you pull up over your face.
Yeah, your neck warmer.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I go run, I have to be fully covered up.
I know what you're doing here. You're talking a lot so we don't get to any other callers to see if anyone else has had it because Lily needs to be the only one.
But that's great work, Lily. Well done, you do
Lily
need to
be the only
one.
Great work, though.
But you've so far succeeded. You've been phone me my one. We just don't know if you're going to be our only.
Elias is with us. Is that how I say it? Elias? Ilya.
That is perfect. Elias is perfect. Yeah.
Elias, have you ever had sunburn on frostbite?
I have. I had sunburn on frostbite and frostbite on sunburn.
Hang on.
Oh.
Yeah. A double decker.
I did. You get it both ways.
What happened? So where was it on your body?
So it was on my ear. So I worked out in the cold, about minus 20 degree temperatures in Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Outdoors, doing construction and also working at a gas station. So when I first moved there in January, it's so cold there. If you're not used to it, you get frostbite of whatever's not covered. So I never covered my ears with ear warmers or anything like that. And working outdoors for 16 hours, I got frostbite on the tops of my ears, and they went like a slight blackish color until I realized that I had frostbite. And now every winter they're kind of a tiny bit painful, but it gets better over the years. And then during the summertime, because they're still exposed, you get sunburn.
It's interesting that your ears are painful.
No, they're good. They look good now, man.
Oh.
So does the frostbite stay with you through to summer?
It does. So when you get frostbite, so it can get really severe.
Sorry.
Not my one and only. We had two. Ilias, great stuff. Lily, great stuff. Whoa.
Do you want to take some more callers on this fascinating
topic? I'm going to ask Ilias some more questions. If we can just go back to him for a second.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A few months ago, you might remember we did this.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Couldn't forget.
I can't remember why we did it, but we ended up taking calls on, I remember what it was.
Oh, did that just come to your memory?
No, Sonda just reminded me, our producer, she held up a piece of paper. We were talking about how you were saying that you sit on the seat and when you turn a seat warmer on in the car.
Oh, it's feels like I wet myself.
It feels like you wet yourself, right? Yeah. And then other people say they love that feeling of the seat warmer. And I said, what makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood? Oh. Each to their own. Something different for everyone, right? And we had people calling up saying the weirdest things that get them in the mood. Like one lady was loving the fact that if she could get the shopping, when she'd hear the 5 minutes till closing sign at Coles, and if she could get all her shopping done in those five minutes, she was left with the greatest feeling.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the shops are going to be closing in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, the rush. Someone else said the pirate ship at SeaWorld gets it going.
Bit of the
dentist,
downs.
Bit of high vis. There's a lot of high vis. Lady loved a bit of dirty, dirty man in high vis.
I'm a fan of dirty woman in high vis.
Are ya?
You know the stop-go song?
Yes.
They're gorgeous.
Mm. Actually, that reminds me. The lollipop lady at our school is retiring today after 11 years. Oh. Big shout out to her. She does a great job. She's not dirty and she's not relevant to this at all, but it just reminded me.
Big shout out to any of the dirty women listening.
Anyway, I want to do the opposite of that today. Yeah. I want to do...
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't gets you in the mood?
Because what turns you off?
What turns you off? A few weeks ago, I
Talk
was on
me.
A rare weekend, a bit of a rare romantic weekend away, right? And finally kid-free, so there might have been a chance for a bit of mum, dad are getting together and having a bit of,
Let's try and make it twins.
Anyway, I threw it out there. I suggested it. And I got a sure, why not? So I...
Oh, that's romantic.
I get the Uggies off, the Ugg boots off, and the tracky pants and the belt that's holding my pelvis up, all of that off.
Oh, the pelvis holding up belt. Ooh, did you slowly take that off sexily?
It took me a bit of time, to be honest. I was gone for about 5 minutes.
Honey, it's just taking me girdle off. I'll be back.
Came back ready to go. And Chris was on his phone and I was like, I'm here, let's go. And he was like, yeah, hold on. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm just looking at something. And I'm like,
what's he looking
now? Like, what?
Oh, as in some type of other, some like Game of Thrones, well, like romantic.
I didn't know, So I lean over to look at his phone and this is just as we are about to
The girdle's off.
He's Googling Italian neorealism. And I said, what? And he goes, do you know much about Italian neorealism? And I'm like, no, and I don't want to know about it now. And he said, do you know, it was this whole film movement and it was about stories set amongst the poor and the working class and they filmed them on location and they'd often use non-professional... Oh, my God. By now, I was like, mate, the girdle's gone back on. Yeah. I'm out of here. I'm hungry now.
I need
a drink. I want to go have a shower.
What's he looking up? Italian neorealism?
I don't know.
And you just want some good old-fashioned Australian feelism.
Anyway, the moment passed.
The moment passed.
I was hungry. Went ahead and did it. And it made me realise there's some things that just doesn't make you feel good and it doesn't get you in the mood. 13, 10, 60.
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't get you in the mood?
I like it, Pickers.
Give us a call. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. On 13, 10, 60.
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't get you in the mood?
So normally we ask you to call up and tell us what gets you in the mood. Mm. But today we want to know what doesn't get you in the mood because I was about to get romantic recently with my partner.
You'd taken your girdle off.
Pelvic girdle off and my Ugg boots and my trackies and I leaned over and he was googing.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds so gross. If anybody walks in on you googing, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should take yourself out and have a real long, hard look in the mirror. And
then, what is that? What is that reminding
me of? Am I ever going to goog again?
What's a googie egg?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't there such a thing as a googie egg? You're all looking at me weird. Okay, obviously not. He was Googling.
And there is, I reckon.
He was Googling Italian neorealism, which is a national film movement. and it's all about conditions post-World War II in Italy. And it really didn't put me in the mood.
You've got to get the girdle off quicker.
I've got to get the girdle. Maybe that was my problem. I took too long.
Getting the girdle off.
Yeah. Anyway, even I couldn't drag him away from the Italian neorealism. Ali's on the line. Ali, what
doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't get you in the mood?
Ali?
Dirty cracked heels.
Oh, yeah.
How about gross nails, Ali?
Everything all encompassing on the feet. It is the biggest turn off. Lose all respect immediately.
And you know so there are people who are into feet.
But it's tricky because your feet are normally covered for a long time, so it's hard to suss out the feet and and then you get into that moment and you're like, is it too late now that I've seen the feet?
I never get my toes out.
It's ruined a friendship.
Has it? Oh, wow.
Yeah. How?
Well, I was very close with my old boss, and he was always dressed immaculately at work. Not that close. He was always immaculately dressed, and we had a barbecue with all of our team at his house one weekend, and he came out in shorts and thongs, and I took one look at his feet, and I've never had that same level of respect for him.
Even as a friend.
Even as a friend, put some effort in. It's not that hard to put some moisturiser on, is it?
No.
You'd cry if you saw my feet.
Yeah. No, your feet are right.
No, I got a funky one.
Do you? Oh, you've kept that one hidden, haven't
you? I told you, I cover them up at all times. I cut the fingers off gloves and put them on my toes.
Ashley, what doesn't make you feel good?
So my partner watches Family Feud videos in bed.
Okay, so Family Feud isn't on air in the moment anymore.
I don't get caught up with that, mate.
No, because I'm wanting to know, does that mean he's got them saved up on video?
No, so he YouTubes them.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
And then,
And so...
And survey says not turned on. Not,
oh, it's the Steve Harvey one as well, so it's not like Steve Harvey is really attractive. Like,
oh, you thought at least it was a bit of Grant Denyer.
Yeah.
You might be on the horn.
It is so unsexy.
What about Kez? Hey, Kerry, you there? What doesn't make you feel good? What doesn't get you in the mood?
It's not me. It's my husband. I thought I'd spice it up one evening, and I got a can of the whipped cream. And I decided to make some Dairy Queen Norgs, and he walked in when he heard the and he said, oh, my God, I can't stand that cream. You're going to have to just do something with it yourself and just walk out.
Kerry, you gorgeous woman. You've just tried to spice things up. Did you have to eat cream of your own Norgs?
Is that possible? Have you got big enough Norgs to do, Kerry?
I devoured it off and had a shower and went to bed.
Did you use your hands to get the cream off, or were you able to angle up the boobs into the mouth?
No, I could angle them.
Right, hang on. We venture back into what makes you feel good, what gets you in the mood.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, I'm about to rant about something I never thought I'd rant about, Carrie.
Food related?
No, it's not food related. I do that all the time. as you know, I've got my legs are playing up at the moment and they're not running the way they're meant to be running. No. And my marathon training's in the...
Derailed.
Oh, it's a mess. Yes,
but you're an on-the-day player, so you're going to be fine.
I'm going to be fine and I'm rehabbing. And part of that rehab...
Yeah, because you're doing yoga and everything. And
I'm doing yoga, Pilates. Mm-hmm. I'm getting body dry needling. Mm-hmm. I'm getting everything. I've got a dream catcher outside my door just in case. My physio said to me, it's really important that you roll out your
glutes and your hips and stuff.
Your side of your legs.
I've just started doing that too because I'm getting back problems pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, it's a new thing in my world too.
I said, rolling it out. And he goes, you know, just with a foam roller. And he said it like I've done it before. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes and grabs the thing. And I was like, oh, that thing. The thing that I see people use at the gym and that I think, mate.
How about you go lift some weights?
take your little girly sponge somewhere else, champion. I'm here to throw some tin around, mate. And
same when people use those little tiny balls and rub their shoulders up and down on it. Yep. You're like, what's
exactly
that
same.
Doing?
Or the guys do the thing where they lie on the back and thrust their pelvis in the air.
I think
put that man on a registry because I want to know where he is at all times. And he goes, well, just give it a go. And I said, I'll give you a little foam roller thing a go here. And I delicately went on my side on the foam thing.
Mm.
And as I lowered myself down onto it and I commenced the roll along the sore bit of my leg, I just very calmly went, oh, my God! And I I nearly cried. I started shaking because I'm on my side, so I'm putting my body weight. Yep. I'm trying to hold myself up. So then I'm shaking because I'm trying to hold myself up and roll myself. This thing, they're about a metre long. They're about, 30 centimetres in diameter.
They're evil.
I started thinking, turn this sideways and stick it up me and it'd be less painful than what I'm receiving now. This is some Guantanamo Bay style stuff. It is hell. Mm. Foam roller.
I hear.
Ass.
Mate, I've got to do it at the moment too because of my lower back and it's the same thing. Oh. I thought, what is this thing? And then I, the same thing, thought, turn around, stick it up me. And then I realised that's how I got in the situation where I needed the foam roller. So now I just sit on the foam roller.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, we're excited.
How many famey can you name me?
This has surprisingly become one of my favourite games.
Yeah, because you're winning, aren't you?
Yeah. 2-1. You're up, you're feeling good.
Any game that Carrie wins is a game that Carrie likes.
But even my girlfriend said she was playing along in the car the other day and she was very annoyed at us because we didn't have the answers. And I was like, that's the great thing about the game.
For which category?
It was sports stars, I think, or athletes or something. Mm. Yeah. Just we bowed
athletes.
Out. We
athletes.
Bowed out
that sounds
early.
Like something vague and broad that we do.
Well, when Buzz comes up with them, that's usually what it is.
You don't like vague and broad.
Athletes. Hey? No, I'll change you're beautiful. That. Come on.
I get it.
All right.
The jokes are the best when you have to say, I get it.
Yeah. No, good gear, mate.
So
good
give
gear.
Us something.
I love you, Buzz. All
really right. Specific today.
Okay. So, Carrie, you are winning. So, I'm going to let Tommy go first on this one.
Loser star.
I'm looking for baseball players.
Oh, well.
Babe Ruth.
I actually don't have a single one.
Barry Bonds.
Like nothing. I'm out.
Michael Jordan.
All right.
That was the worst game ever.
You literally told me not to make it broad.
No, but make it something that I know specifics about.
Buzz, you're forgetting the rule, the main rule.
All right, here we go.
Make sure Bickmore wins.
Okay, sorry. Let's go famous artists.
By artists, can that be like a musician?
Painters.
Painters. Van Gogh.
Picasso.
Ken Doan.
Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Oh. Patisse? Is that one?
Nah, it's Matisse.
Same.
No, you don't. You're gone.
Nah, gone.
Yeah. He sounds like a painter, Patisse.
Shall we do one more?
Yeah.
Characters on Friends.
Joey.
Ross?
Monica.
Chandler.
Phoebe.
The smelly cat.
Oh.
Is that not a thing? Isn't that Phoebe's cat?
He's having to Google. He's already said no to you, but he hasn't Googled it.
She sings a song about smelly it. Because I was on the Friends
smelly
set.
Cat.
Sorry,
I was on
Tommy.
The Friends set, and we told them that we.
You're back in the game.
Okay.
This has been such a good game. You're back in the game, so we're still going. Mm. What's Jennifer Aniston's one? I don't know.
Rachel.
Oh, this is not my favourite game anymore.
We've learned a lesson. Don't insult Buzz at the start of the game. He really rods it into the ground.
What a good way to finish our show,
Vague
guys.
Vague and broad is great for next time.
All right, Hughes and Kate, they are up next. We're back tomorrow for your Friday.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up assists you if you've missed any of the show this week. Baby Bunting assists you on your journey from pregnancy to parenting. Baby Bunting, Australia's largest one-stop baby shop.